And finally, The Weeknd. That's music by the Grammy Award-winning legendary Count Basie Orchestra, which formed nearly 85 years ago while celebrated jazz musician and composer Count Basie was still alive. Next Friday, they'll be performing at the Visalia Fox Theater, and FM89's David Ouse got a preview with conductor Scotty Barnhart.
In a world with lots of big bands, what makes the Basie Orchestra distinct?
The feel and the sound. Basie's music has always made people feel good. It's never been too overly cerebral, although there are many things in it that are, but it's always been a perfect balance of the cerebral and the just the feel-good simplicity of a good tune or a good melody. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And then when you add to the fact that he knew how to get the right personnel, and the key ingredient is the guitar. Had it not been for Freddie Green with the guitar, it could have been just like almost any other orchestra, but the guitar is our secret weapon. It helps the rhythm section to stay together. It provides a certain level of comfort for the solos and stability for the solos that you don't get in most other orchestras. And it's just a sound, man, and a feeling. Every time I put on a Basie record, no matter what the tune is, it makes me feel good, especially when I'm playing one or standing in front of the guys conducting one, you know, starting to tempo on one. It just makes you feel good, man. And Mr. Basie's personality is all in it. That was Mr. Basie's personality. He was a happy guy. Nobody ever had anything bad to say about him. You'll never find that. So I think that's really what the key has been. It's made you feel good. So people want to feel good. They don't want to feel like they always have to be on edge or think about what the musicians are doing. They just want to relax and enjoy the music.
To me, that's always the feeling of Basie. And you mentioned tempos. One of the things that's always struck me about Basie Orchestra, you guys swing at any tempo.
That's right.
And that's an amazing thing. It's not easy. It's not easy to do.
That's right, man. That's right.
The Basie Orchestra includes among its storied roster some of the great vocalists in jazz, and you have one of them living and singing with you right now. That's Carmen Bradford. Tell us a little about what Carmen adds to the mix. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's incredible, man. She understands everybody that came before, you know, that in the orchestra, but as well as the vocal tradition of Ella Fitzgerald, Sarah Vaughan, Billie Holiday, and, you know, all these great musicians. She just knows how to deliver it. She knows how to bring it. She has the right amount of power to stand in front of an orchestra of 18 pieces and still not get overblown or, you know, drowned out. She knows how to pull us along with her. She's powerful. She's graceful. She's swinging. And you can't ask for anything else more than that. It's a joy to have her with us, you know.
For folks who attend or are thinking of attending the concert on the 11th in Visalia or the 12th in Bakersfield, what can they expect?
Well, they can expect to see and experience what swing really is, how 17 or 18 guys can play together so tightly, but at the same time so loosely that it makes you want to get up and dance. You'll be watching 84 years of one of the greatest orchestras in history still going, still playing, still at the top of its game, you know, still sounding great. And you can close your eyes when you walk in there, and in two or three beats, you'll know that's the Count Basie Orchestra, not any other orchestra. They'll be able to see why this orchestra is considered to be the swingingest orchestra in the history of jazz music.
Thanks so much, Scotty Barnhart.
Thank you very much for having me. Appreciate it.
That was David Ouse with conductor Scotty Barnhart of the legendary Count Basie Orchestra performing at the Visalia Fox Theater next Friday. FM89 is a community sponsor of the event.